Apologies for this meeting. Any declarations of interest? I'll take that as nil. Confirmation of the minutes held of the meeting held on the 20th of July. Someone like to move that?
Oh, I'm happy to move that way, Mr. Mayor.
So, Councillor Baker, Councillor Walker, are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Carried. Move on to the business paper. The first one is the report there on the community strategic plan and the interruption the deferral of the elections have had, with a recommendation the council commence consultation for the development of the plan. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Baker?
Yeah, I'll have a seconder. I'll second it.
Councillor Wrigley? Is there any discussion on that?
Yeah, Doug, when I put this report together, obviously it was change in the election date, which prompted the report, and then how we're going to manage it next year with the introduction, so the councillor introductions, as I mentioned in the report. But with this COVID stuff now, our priorities obviously with COVID, so I just really don't know how this is all going to come together yet. But the intention is that hopefully, all things equal, that COVID sort of, we're getting that under control very quickly, and then we can start turning our attentions to the community strategic process being the back end of the year.
Okay, thanks, David. Councillors, the recommendations on the screen in front of you there. I'll put that. All those in favour, say aye.
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 Against, say nay. The ayes have it. I'll declare that carried. The next report is the LUG Government Annual Conference. And once again, it's been decimated by COVID. I'm not aware of any motions we've got to put forward, councillors.
Doug, I think I've mentioned now about the need to put something forward about the biodiversity offset schemes.
Yeah, okay, right. I'm happy to put that in.
It's a while away yet, but I would like to review what other motions have been put forward to LG New South Wales before formulating something at this point. So we'll come back to a future meeting. But I think at this point, if we just mention that we'd like to put something around the biodiversity offset scheme.
Yep. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, just I think probably we've raised it before. But probably looking at some of the other issues that we have raised previously, and one of those was around, you know, the first generational pools. I think we need to probably give that one another run.
First generational pools.
Through you, Mr. Chair, it's Joe. We put that one up last year.
Mm.
And it was about requesting priority funds.
About the aging infrastructure?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, right. Okay, happy to do that, Councillor Walker. Resolve that Council... just that reading, Jill. I know you've got the proceeding in brief there. The resolution... Point one, that council include biodiversity offsets. And if that's the right term for first generational swimming pools. In any motions. And then point two there, that the mayor-elect and general manager be authorised to attend the special conference. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, Greg, I'll move that.
Sorry, thanks, Councillor Pearce. Thanks, Councillor Mudford. there any further discussions on that? Like, this isn't the end of it. We've got time to put them in. I think, when do the motions close, David? I think it was a November date, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a while away.
Yeah, okay. So it's not definitive. Right, I'll put that. All those in favour, say aye.
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 Against? I declare it carried. Our next report is the one on reserves, which I have had a little bit to talk about, and so has Councillor Mockler and Councillor Baker. So I'm not sure where we ended up there with the recommendation. Right. So we're all clear on where this money's aggregated from and this sort of thing and the intent of it at the time. And some of those intentions may well have changed, and others have become a priority. But there are two issues in there, I think, as I pointed out in my email to council, that I think need special mention in this recommendation.
Mr. Mayor, I think as a council, we need to aggregate all of that money together. So following on from your email, but the $2,785,798, I'd like to see that funding put into a transport improvement program.
Transport infrastructure.
The transport infrastructure improvement program.
Sorry, Jewel, are you in a position to type this?
And I can give you the figure, Julie, if you need it. But it's $2,785,798.
Yeah, just before we go too much further on that, there is a portion of that money that is committed and tied to grants, so it's whilst it still fits in that, you know, that probably generalisation that it's a transport infrastructure sort of fund, but it's not discretionary where we spend that. So, you know, so there is some money there that are tied into existing programs.
Yeah, I think we acknowledge that. Sorry, Julie, I had a copy of that resolution that I'd sent in that email. I meant to get you to type it. Right, have you got that email in front of you, Dash?
I can do. Hang on. Where are you?
In noting that the report, Council Council acknowledged that there is a total of $2,785,798 of unexpended roads funds, which it wishes to reallocate to improvements to our transport network, and that the Southern Phone sale proceeds of $785,000.
Slow down a bit, Dave.
Of $785,714 be allocated for work associated with the Gill Library development, Gill Library Hub development. The remaining unrestricted reserves be retained for the newly elected council to allocate in accordance with its community strategic plan. Noting, Mr. Mayor, that many of those funds are already committed. So it's,
yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
So the emphasis is on that unrestricted reserves.
Yeah. Okay, Councillor Walker, are you happy with that?
I'm happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks. Thanks, Ash. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, Greg Pitt, you do.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
So just, Mr. Mayor, just so that we're clear on this, the unexpended roads funds, I think we need to make note that excludes funds that is committed to grants, existing grants.
What are you talking about?
Unrestricted reserves be retained for the new council to determine, but in that money that you talk about, that $2,785,000, there's a portion of that that's committed.
Yeah, the $708,000.
$2,785,000, sorry.
Yeah, but what's restricted in there is $500,000 of improving country roads and $208,000 of, what have I got here? Sorry, improving country roads was $500,000. Fixing country roads was $208,000.
Yep.
So basically, so that brings
$2,080,000.
That's what we have available, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm just happy for Daryl to chime in here at this point because I know Daryl's doing some work on those numbers there since your email.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Some of these funds they've been allocated out of the fixing local roads, and what happens is we might be putting in 2-year programs, and when we get given the approval, they give us 70% up front. So that's how it appears that they're unspent or they've gone back into reserves. It's actually because they've paid us up front, but we've still got to spend it on the program that we've nominated.
Yeah, well, our accounting going forward will take note of that, won't it?
Yeah, so if it all goes into one bucket, I don't see a problem with that, so long as council is aware that at some point it's not $2,785,798 that's unrestricted, I guess.
Yeah, I think we can accept the fact that we won't be coming out tomorrow and saying we want to spend $2,785,000 on sealing gravel roads.
Just a question, Mr. Mayor.
Yep, sorry, Noel.
When you say transport network, you're just talking about roads, is that right?
Pretty well.
Shire Road.
Like, no, we might end up throwing a bit of a bridge in there or something like that, like Yarra Creek Bridge.
That's okay. Yeah, whatever. There's another question. With the Southern Cross phones, on our last meeting, we moved that $300,000 that be spent at the Gilgandra Cultural Precinct.
Did we? I'm sorry.
Yep.
That's escaped my recollections.
That was for the catch up on the shortfall of over $1 million, and there was others coming from general fund and from the Urana Living. Make up the shortfall.
I'm just going to have a quick look at the minutes, Doug. I know that was talked about.
I might have missed that one too. Well done, Noel, if you picked it up.
Among other things, we're looking at other grants, but that's where they got the figures for now. It's on page 1 of the closed section on July the 20th.
I'll wait for Dave to go to it.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I'm worried if I start flicking around out of this, I'll lose something.
Yeah, you're right. I've got two screens operating here. Yeah, yep. Yeah. This part two of that resolution was that council determined to fund the estimated shortfall of 1.2 million thereabouts from yep. options outlined in the report, 300,000 from the Southern Phones reserves, 200,000 transfer to reserves from the 2021 general fund surplus, and 750,000 transfer from Arana Living from the 2021 surplus to general fund.
Right, okay. Well, I've just gone off the report there with the 795 or whatever. So, yeah, thanks for that, Noel. Well, we'll just change that figure, reduce that Southern Phones in the resolution.
Yeah, that leaves
back to a figure of 300,000.
485.
Yep, right. So can you go back to right, thanks, Julie. So that's moved by Councillor Walker. You happy with that change, Ash?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Second, Councillor Peer.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. Thanks, Noel, for picking that up.
I'll put it all those in favour.
Yep.
Against. Aye. Carrie, I thought I heard the general manager vote then.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. I'll declare that carried, and we'll move on to the next report, which is the formalisation of the annual accounts at the 30th of June. And the recommendation to accept those accounts and refer them for audit.
I'm happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it, Doug.
Councillor Wrigley. Is there any further discussion on that?
Good result.
Mr. Mayor, just looking at the figures there in the bottom line there, total cash, 27 million.
Mm.
And there's 16 million there for earmarked to go out. And there's 10 million or so belonging to Rana Living and all the other umbrella parts of council. Didn't leave much money, actually, that the council living on from day to day. So how does that all work?
Yeah, well, in there too, Councillor Mudford, we've got an advance on the FAGS grant for this financial year in that 27 million. About 2.5 million, I think, is it, Neil? The advance on FAGS grants for this year.
Correct.
Well, from where I sit, Councillor Mudford, it has worked. Like that 27 million looks like a lot of money in the bank when you take the lid off it and find out who owns it and where it belongs and what it's committed to. It just leaves enough for us to, manage our day-to-day operations. Bearing in mind that we've got something like, I forget the figure now, outstanding in rates, or our debtors are about, Neil did give me a figure of about 5 mil, was it, Neil?
8%, I think I read. 8.5%.
Just clarifying what that figure is, Mr. Mayor. I've got the finance manager online as well, but.
Right, yeah. So, Guy, we've got 2.5 mil probably in FAGS grants and advanced payment.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. And do the government do that just so they can get a bit of money off the books?
I think what they did is that they started doing it some time ago, over 10 years ago, and just kept on doing it since then.
Yeah.
Like they haven't come. Hasn't been a year where they said, "Well, you've got that in advance. Now we're only paying you what you've got left over." Yeah. They've always paid in advance since they started. doing that some time ago.
Are you in a position to offer some comment to Councillor Matford's comments there in regard to, you know, talking big figures?
Yep.
We've got 27 million, we've got 12 or 15 that's associated with our, what's the word, restricted funds?
Yeah, well, the $27 million cash is pretty much all earmarked, as Councillor Mudford said. But having said that, your reserves it's your decision to earmark it that way.
Yeah.
So it would be, I would think it would be for operation to not earmark your funds. Well, you want to do stuff with the money that you got in the bank. Otherwise, what's the point of sitting in the bank? There's a lot of councils that do that. They all have their funds earmarked for some purpose. But to be concerned about not having some money sitting there just for a rainy day, you can, like the Southern Phone money, like some other money you might have set aside for some other reason, move that around for your own purpose.
Yeah. And that's what we do regularly, like end of year and quarterly budget review time, isn't it?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And just, so are you happy with that, Noel?
Yes, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Guy. Thank you.
Yeah. Righto. So I come back to the recommendation there. It's moved by Councillor Mockler, seconded by Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Clara Carey. The quarterly operational plan review at the 30th of June. I did have a quick look through that. Can someone have a yarn to Mr. Hodge up at Kalginda? I think he thinks 0% is 100. He's got nothing outstanding.
I said, I'll take that up with him, Mr. Mayor. I apologise.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looked like we've been doing nothing at Kalginda for the year.
Can I assure you that's not the case?
Yeah. Righto. And the recommendation there, the operational review, be adopted. Noted and adopted. Someone like to move that way? Thanks, Councillor Walker. I've got a thumb. Councillor Naden, I've got a hand. Any further discussion? I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Clara Carey. We move on to the committee meetings for adoption. And there's three of them. There's two of them. Three of them there, sorry. The aged care meeting.
Do you want to make a comment about your meeting with Legacy Dave now or at the end of the meeting?
Oh, I can make a comment about that now. In the aged care minutes I was just clarify a few points Legacy Committee. I'm just going back to my notes. We had a meeting with Alan Quintal and Tony and Ann Hall and Tex Kilby and Barry Malone, and we just clarified a few points from potentially what they may have thought as concerns, but we've clarified those points. They're in agreement. So potentially, it's the terms of the lease being 2 years and no bonds. Breaking the lease penalties. And we also spoke about how does a non-legatee be prioritised over a legatee? And so the consensus is that if a non-legatee is within the units until they vacate, then the person, if it's a non-legatee, they hold the rights provided they're meeting their lease agreement, they hold the right to that unit. Once they vacate it, then whoever is on that list, if they're non-legatee, the legacy obviously is prioritised to the top of that list. They were concerned about if legatees have need for accommodation and the units are full. But we spoke about obviously the in-home care through home care packages and the general aged care support that's available. And it was just a general comment there that, a general, that would make every, a goodwill statement that would make every effort to be able to house any legatee, and even if it's within the hostel.
No, that's a good outcome, Dave. Thank you.
That's in accordance with that committee's recommendation 2821.
Correct.
Which is included in your business paper there. Righto. Then we go on. The next was the Disability Services meeting. And I'd direct your attention to a recommendation there, 1921. In regard to surpluses, future surpluses by Arana Living. Basically, the committee accepts council's right to allocate funds as it sees fit. Ask the council consider a policy whereby in future no more than 50% of Arana Living surpluses be allocated to services not directly associated with Arana Living core functions. So in adopting these minutes, we're adopting that policy or making that policy. So it's not, I'll go on to the Economic Development Committee. And then at the end of that should be a recommendation that those reports be adopted. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Thanks, Councillor Peart. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Medford. Is there any further discussion on those? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Aye.
I declare that carried. We move on to reports for information and notation. The first was the statement of bank balances, the statement of the funds and investments, and outstanding matters from Righto, and the last recommendation there on page 33 is that the reports be noted.
Now, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks. Councillor Mockler, do I have a seconder?
Happy to do that.
Councillor Walker. Sorry, Councillor Mudford, you had a question?
Just the development applications there. I noticed it was, I think it was June. I imagine it was for the month of July.
Yes. Okay, councillors, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. On that basis, at 4:44, I declare the meeting closed. Thanks, councillors. Now, we just want to have a bit of a discussion about